Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Championing the core conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Good evening, fellow deplorables. Welcome to the John Whitmer Show, broadcasting live from America's heartland, here at Wichita's home for local conservative talk radio, where we always proudly champion the conservative principles, those near and dear principles, limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. Our studio lines are open. If you'd like to call in, you can reach us at 316-869-1330. We would love to hear from you. We do have a packed show for you this evening. A full lineup for you. Coming up after the first break, we're going to talk with John Yoo, one of the finest constitutional scholars in America. Mr. Yoo has served as the Deputy Assistant U.S. Attorney General in the Office of the Legal Counsel during the George W. Bush presidency. He's going to tell us why he says that Donald Trump's actions actually show that he's more in line with the thinking of the Founding Fathers than many of our previous presidents. I think it's a fascinating conversation. I've been wanting to talk to former Attorney General Yoo for a long time. I'm glad we finally been able to make it happen. Since the primary election is Tuesday, we'll check in with Sedgwick County Republican Party Chairman Dalton Glasscock. Dave Traubert from the Kansas Policy Institute is going to join us to explain why a PAC with ties to current Kansas Senate Vice President Jeff Longbein might be attacking conservative candidates running for the Kansas Senate. And not only are they candidates, but he's actually involved in attacking incumbent Kansas senators. We'll talk to Dave Traubert about that. Carl Peterjohn from the Save Century 2 Coalition is going to tell us about the city of Wichita's arrogant attempts to circumvent the democratic process and disregard the will of the 17,000-plus people who signed a petition not to tear down Century 2. I'll talk with Jim Carafano from the Heritage Foundation about how the riots in the cities of Portland and Seattle are really just a terrible example of how these looters and these rioters are taking advantage of peaceful protests and how Homeland Security is actually facing organized criminal activity, not peaceful protesters. We'll get a last-minute campaign update from former Secretary of State Chris Kobach. We reached out to the Marshall campaign. Congressman Marshall was going to be on the show, but he's had a last-minute cancellation. And attorney Ryan Kriegshauser is going to tell us how open records requests filed by Americans for Prosperity have actually revealed that apparently an anonymous guy named Bill decides which Kansas businesses are, in fact, essential. We've been wondering that for months now. Apparently some guy in the governor's office named Bill is the one behind it. We'll find out everything about that. So again, packed lineup for you, but the lines are open 869-1330. Okay, folks, you know it. The primary election is Tuesday. And I know every election, somebody gets up and says, this election is important. This one is the most important one we've ever experienced. And yes, this one is also one of the most important elections we've had in a long time. Next year, the Kansas legislature is going to address some incredibly important issues. First off, redistricting. It's going to be a major issue. Democrats would love to redraw boundaries favorable to them. You're going to have a major budget deficit caused by the fallout from the China coronavirus. Economic recovery is going to be an issue. Ensuring that these abuses of power we've seen at the state and local levels never happen again. At the same time, we know Governor Kelly and the Democrats are going to be pushing to gerrymander districts to favor their side. They'll try and fill the budget deficit with tax increases. They're going to no doubt try and expand Medicaid again, attempt to implement measures that defund the police and take away our Second Amendment rights. They're going to roll back protections, for the unborn. Everything that we've had to fight this year, we will have to fight again. The left knows how important this election is. That's why national money has been rolling in on the other side. If we're going to stand up to Governor Kelly, it starts Tuesday. The Kansas House and Senate both need a strong supermajority willing to stand up to the governor. Folks, first off, get out and vote. But do your research and get out and vote for the right candidates. Just because they say they're Republicans doesn't make it so. Barbara Bollier and Gene Shodorf both said they were, quote, lifelong Republicans. That didn't mean they voted like Republicans. As my mother used to say, judge these folks by the friends they keep. These folks were not Republicans. They ran as Republicans because if they were honest with their constituents and honest with their voters and honest with the people of Kansas, they never would have been elected. Look at the people who endorse them. If they're endorsed by liberals, they're a liberal. If organizations like the Sierra Club, the League of Women Voters, the KNEA, or for that matter, the Wichita Eagle endorses them, there's a reason for it. If they're of a like mind, they're from the left. Leftists can never be honest about who they really are, but they're also easy to find if you look hard enough. Let's elect solid, conservative Republicans on Tuesday and begin rebuilding our state. Let's make sure we elect conservatives to our county commission so we can ensure Lacey Cruz is an ineffective minority for the next 2 years. Hopefully, and another conservative voice gets on the commission, and we can then help Pete Meitzner find his roots and maybe his backbone. As for the U.S. Senate seat, for the most part, I've stayed out of that one, and I will continue to do so. But I do want to say this. I believe any of the four legitimate candidates can and will beat Barbara Bollier in November. It is a completely manufactured premise that Chris Kobach can't win, or that Roger Marshall is a swamp creature, or that Bob Hamilton or Dave Lindstrom are spoilers. And I think it's really sad that millions of dollars have been spent in this Republican primary. Imagine if the $14 million being thrown around in this primary, two-thirds of it from PACs, most of which has been aimed at Kobach and Marshall, was thrown behind our nominee in the general election instead. Barbara Bollier wouldn't have stood a chance. No Democrat would. On August 5th, I invite all patriots and conservatives to join me as we move forward, heal our disagreements, and unite to defeat Joe Biden, whose candidacy looms as a grave threat to the future of our country. There's simply too much at stake for us to fail to come together. Now, there are some, like Cindy Miles, for example, who say they could never vote for Donald Trump. But conservatives and Republicans are united by ideas and principles. And when we examine the ideas Joe Biden and Laura Kelly and the Democrats are putting forward, the choice for conservatives and any thinking American, for that matter, becomes clear.
Joe Biden would be nothing more than an auto-pen president, a Trojan horse for a radical agenda. So radical, so all-encompassing that it would transform this country into something utterly unrecognizable. The Biden-Sanders agenda would set America on the path of socialism and decline. And as our nation endures this time of testing, we do well to tell our neighbors and friends that it's also a time for choosing. We need to tell our fellow Americans that we can choose to stay on a path that starts from the belief in the goodness of the American people, that starts from the premise that America is exceptional, is founded on freedom, and always striving for a more perfect union. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it on to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Or President Reagan added, one day we'll spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like to live in the United States when men were free.
How true, folks. The vice president was right. Our freedom is under attack. And over these last two election cycles, outside groups and individuals have swept into Kansas, spending millions of dollars to pit us against each other, to prey upon our frustrations and increase their own power. Where are they now? They're gone, packed up, headed off to stir up trouble someplace else. Meanwhile, we're left to pick up the pieces of our own movement and our own party, and then do what exactly? Are we conservatives going to continue fighting with one another? Are we going to continue questioning each other's motives and principles and even our intelligence? Are we going to remain standing in this circular firing squad and do to our movement what the Democrat Party and the media want? Instead, here's what we're going to do. We're going to forgive. We're going to learn from our past. And we're going to move on. And come Wednesday, we're going to fight. We're going to fight for our future together. We're going to fight to keep Michael O'Donnell on the county commission in November. We're going to fight to ensure we have a strong supermajority in both chambers of the Kansas House and Senate next session. We're going to fight for conservative Republican leadership for our county party. We're going to fight to reelect Ron Estes in November. We're going to fight for a conservative Republican mayor in 2 years. We're going to fight for a conservative Republican to replace Lacey Cruz and any other county commissioners who may need to be replaced. We're going to fight for a conservative Republican governor in 2 years. And most importantly, to quote William Wallace in Braveheart, we have to unite the clans. Because if we don't, the consequences will be dire, folks. Coming up after the break, we'll check in with Sedgwick County Republican Party Chairman Dalton Glasscock. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.